Are we ready to start again? Okay, we asked XBRL remains quite...
It's on. We have to switch it back on.
Okay. Okay. So thank you, Andy. XBRL remains an important technical format in which we deliver the IFRS taxonomy. So like any strategy, when you discuss the important factors and strategic factors for the future, you have to take into account as well the external factors that may influence the format in which you want to deliver your content. So today we have the pleasure for John Dill to provide us a short update on the strategy of XBRL International, especially as it pertains to the IFRS taxonomy. Thank you, John.
Great. Thanks, Rita. As Rita said, it's brief, and it is more at the sort of directional level from the XLI board perspective. So I won't be going into the working group material and that nature there, but just generally where we are, what we're doing, and where we're heading. The early part, and Michael will fill in a lot of the gaps for me as well. At the early part of this year, we had some changes.
Carlo and Charlie
have joined the conference.
We had some changes at the XAI board level. We have a number of board members that had reached the end of their term, so we shuffled the board with new members. We have a new chair, a vice chair, and we thought we would use that opportunity to, take stock and relook at where we are, what we were doing, and refocus ourselves so that we can actually continue to do what we intended to do when we first got going 15 or many years back. The first thing we wanted to do was make sure that we had a clear purpose in life. So what we've done is we've drafted a new purpose statement. It's in consultation now, and it is the next slide there. What you'd notice in the purpose statement that's there is that in the earlier versions, we had this this concept of, you know, we were there for public good, et cetera, et cetera. We felt that was too lofty, and we needed more focus. So while we're there for public good, we felt we needed more focus in what we were actually there for. And who we were needed to come out more clearly. The things that we could pick up out of here that we spent a lot of time on in terms of trying to make sure that our purpose was clear was on the accountability and transparency aspect, because we believe that accountability and transparency component goes at the heart of delivering that public good component aspect of it without openly stating public good, as does the business performance piece. The other piece that we wanted to focus very heavily in here was to remain an open data standard. So that's what we've come up with out of here. It's a collage of maintaining the public good through and endorsing and pushing towards accountability and transparency, improving business performance, but remaining an open standard. And as it sits now, what we've done is we have the purpose statement in consultation now. So it's been we're getting some feedback on the purpose statement to make sure that it's aligned not just from an XII standpoint but across the XBRL community. The intention and the hopes behind that is that we will start to unite as a community, not as a series of individual jurisdictions, but as one effort going across towards the same purpose. Is kind of what we're hoping to get to with it. With that sort of thinking that we were at a new spot, we were at a point in time where we could refocus ourselves, we also felt that we were at a transition point. The next one, please. Oh, it's going to catch up. Yeah, we also felt that we were at a transition point. XBRL has largely been, largely been adopted from the regulatory community outwards. When we said and we looked at what could we do in that area, we felt that there's a lot more for us to be doing in that area there, but that has largely got momentum of its own, and that we should be supporting that area, but not necessarily having that as our sole focus. So openly stating that, we've reached a success point, but we have reached a milestone in the sort of life of XBRL from a regulatory standpoint. It's got some very good momentum there. Still a lot more work to do, but a lot of momentum driving from the regulatory aspect outwards. So,
No, no, it's okay.
So that's largely the position we took was that we still need to do a lot more from the regulatory standpoint, when I say regulatory standpoint, driving that whole sort of adoption that we've seen in there, providing the specification to meet some of those needs there. But we also wanted to look to the future from an XBRL standpoint. And in looking to the future, we started to think about where we had come from. And where we came from was, a mission of an end-to-end open data standard. We felt that it was time for us to now shift our focus to the filer side, for lack of better pieces, or the enterprise side of the equation. So that's what we have as our sort of next chapter in the XBRL journey. We will continue to support the efforts and everything that we've done up until this point, and we continue to evolve and match to the needs of the XBRL community, but we will drive deeper into the enterprise side of it, and we feel that it's the right point in time to be looking at this piece of it as well, not just from the journey that XBRL has been on, but also from the standpoint of where the technologies are today, the growth and the changes in the technologies itself. When we look at some of the things that are happening in the sort of big data space, we start to look at where does XBRL fit in there? What should we be doing? What can we be doing in that space there? There's been a lot of talk in the last year and a bit, maybe on transactional data standards. Does XBRL fit in that space? Where does it fit from an enterprise standpoint? So those are some of the things when we start saying, where do we go next? And how do we fulfill that sort of journey that we started on? We feel that that's the next leg of our mission from a strategy standpoint. So some of the things that we're working on we believe that we need a way of and I would say demystifying XBRL. So we need a layer above XBRL and some means for these things to be consumed by the everyday developer out there. So some sort of, I think Michael may have mentioned it with the mobile data, but maybe some sort of like JSON language that sits on top of this here so that you can open the information up a bit more and make XBRL or XBRL data more open and more usable. So that's one of the thought points, one of the initiatives we've got in the works. Another one that we've got there is, and this would lean more towards supporting our sort of regulator-driven components of it. An effort being driven from one of the working groups to develop a body of knowledge. So it's a set of guidelines, use cases, how to implement XBRL. It is content that will support certification of individuals in the XBRL space. It's driven towards professionalizing the use of XBRL and professionalizing the delivery of XBRL as we go outwards. We believe that body of knowledge and the ability to certify individuals, certify software vendors, certify implementations will start to bring structure and to bring, a degree of confidence to what we've done and what we're going to do. So the body of knowledge is one that we've been working on. And then as we come further into it, we're also working on a number of, more detailed technical guidance that sits below the body of knowledge itself. So those things still remain in motion. The big one for us from a future standpoint is the open information model as it's being branded. And that for us is a means by, I've used again, demystifying XBRL. If we're going to fulfill some of those missions of improving business performance, accountability and transparency, we've also got to make things that we do easy to consume. And that's where we're heading in that sort of next generation, particularly as we approach the enterprise side of the business. And we also have in the works a shift from a taxonomy recognition program to more of a registry. It will be akin to the activities that that the IFRS Foundation has in their regulatory. I'm thinking of regulatory updates that you're doing. So it'll be akin to that type of area as well. We were looking to take stock of what's there, and we will get build basically a taxonomy registry through that sort of cycle. So we definitely want to bring some consistency across what the efforts of XBRL across the world, and then we also want to register what's there and focus our energy into the enterprise space is the sort of big picture and strategy for XBRL going forward. That in itself essentially led us to also look at our business model. And you know, there are some shifts that we feel that we need to do in that area there from a business model standpoint, but also there's some shifts that we need to do in order to be able to fund some of the paths that we want to take. To go from where we are to where we want to be, there's a funding effort that sits in the middle there. And we're putting quite a bit of energy into the funding side of it for the transition, and then the second or the future piece beyond the funding for transition is the long run and how we support ourselves and maintain the standard as open as we want it to be from a business model standpoint. So that's the big strategy from an XBRL standpoint or XII standpoint, and where we would like to go with the XBRL standard in the coming years. So it's a lot of what we have been doing previously. So we continue to, support the efforts that we've had before. But in cabinet, this sort of common purpose, this sort of focus across all of our components there, at least it's my belief, and I'm sure it's Michael's belief and others on the board as well, that we would be, more reactive and more focused in our efforts going forward. And I don't think they touched as deeply as you wanted on the IFRS.
How they
link together, but I can take questions on that there. I wanted to do a sort of who we are. It's definitely a refocus, realignment of things. And we want to make sure that the energy that we put is very, very purpose driven, and that we're recognizing what's going on in the industry, and that we're able to support it and also lead it in other areas.
So what I take away from it, John, because I'm trying to reflect back on this IFRS taxonomy and our activities, really. So what I take from it, and correct me if I'm wrong, so we can expect quite a lot of stability with the specifications. So the specifications which meet XI specification which may directly impact the taxonomy or more the delivery format of taxonomy. Then not who changes, it's more reactive to meet particular requirements or things like that. So we're going for an area of stability, I think, for the IFRS taxonomy architecture. I think there is also some room where maybe we can cooperate and help, like for instance, you said the role of these new technologies, the open OEM or whatever you called it, and I believe Andy is already part of the working group, so there are some areas where we have shared interest and shared looks at how technology can help or not help. So I think that's where I see the two main areas we need to be aware of based on your presentation today. Would that be a fair conclusion?
The second area. Obviously, yes, we look to the technologies that are coming that are going to affect both of us. So yes, there's definitely some synergies and some opportunities that, or not opportunities, some needs to actually work together there. On the stability piece, I think that may go a little further than I would say. It's not as much stability as it is support. We will try and not do anything that will be disruptive. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean staying static. And for me, stability is static.
Okay.
And if we stay static, we lose relevance.
No, for me, stability is meant as long as it doesn't hinder progress, kind
okay,
of thing.
Okay, so yeah. I will use support, but we're saying exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. that makes.
Just in terms of the next chapter slide, and this maybe goes back to part of Rita's presentation, which we didn't get to, about what is the strategy about technology and the ISB and IFRS financial statements, and Mikhail sort of touched on it a little bit as well, that data and the way that people use data are changing, and you're obviously responding to that in some ways. Do you have any thoughts how that might, you know, if we went down to a more transactional level in tagging data, what are the implications for, say, financial statements, and is that something the ISB should be looking at or thinking about? I suppose you've gone through a lot of thought process in this next chapter, and is there anything that you can convey to us that you think might be useful in terms of our strategy?
The immediate answer is no. It's very early. It's extremely early days for us. There are thoughts in there. I couldn't go into it. I don't know if, Michael, you want to add anything in that space. I mean, you've done some work with it as we went from where we were to here.
Happy to complement the judge's picture from the more governance perspective and the standards general development perspective. The technical view.
Your mic.
Over the past 3 years, especially, we have received quite a critical feedback on top of the adoption, so to say, positive spread of the XBL language all around the world. We have received some critical feedback. Firstly, the technology is relatively old. It's been designed in 2003, the first specification, 2006, the dimensions, 2008 formula, followed by the inline XBRL and the table link based and the versioning specifications. So we have received that feedback as part of our review, so to say, of today's technological achievements. Secondly, we have received very, very positive feedback about the functionalities that XBRL provides. And as compared to the alternative formats which exist on the market, the common perception is that there doesn't exist any other standard in such a way that would provide equal functionalities. By functionalities, I mean the ability, for instance, to extend, the ability to semantically describe, the ability to version, the ability to render, the ability to do the business calculations and checks. So all these functionalities that we have designed all together with the entire consortium group of members are these which respond to the requirements of the users. Now, we have also, again, received critical feedback about, for instance, the syntax of our standard not responding to the current needs, and that is being reviewed by a base specification working group. There is a certain discussion about how it should go forward, whether changes are required at the architectural specification level or whether changes are required more on the adoption side of the story and some certain guidance for users of XBRL. At present, there is no immediate plan to release any new specification. These things require certain DORAF review with the ongoing users, with the current users, so we are not planning any rapid changes to the existing framework. However, we have taken this feedback into account, and we are reviewing the specifications, whether we can simplify. The simplicity is one of these aspects that we are introducing at present. Also, we are trying to remove certain obstacles which, for instance, arose from the extensibility aspects. So these are all the things which are being discussed. Now, I believe that the important thing is to distinguish between this functionality layer of the standard and its continuous ability to respond to the needs, because as you can see from the evolution of XBRL, we are taking into account the feedback that is provided by the market. Dimensions was a response to the banking sector requirement. Formula, similarly. Insurance sector and business registers and tax registers provided their feedback on the inline XBRL, so the presentation of the financial statements. Therefore, I would encourage this group, especially in the context of this discussion that we had about the IFRS taxonomy being more abstract and reflected in different syntaxes, I would encourage this group also to think in a way how we can improve the XBRL standard. So what kind of feedback would we see from IFRS going back to the XII? in order to verify whether we can provide any functionalities on top of that. Lewis and the FASB team is already providing that feedback. We are providing that feedback as well, so it's just basically about continuing this dialogue. I think functionality-wise, we are fairly reasonably grounded, and we are reasonably we are delivering a reasonable solution, a valuable solution. Syntactically, we have some space to improve, and that is something that we'll continue to work on. Everything else is just a matter of adoption.
I don't know if that answered between the two, but it's still early days for us.
I was going to say, I think it's early days for us as well. So.
Yeah. We kind of have a general direction is over there.
Yeah.
Not completely clear how to get there, and it's definitely a responsive positioning, I guess. And what's happening in the market, and we really evolve with it. Any other thoughts, questions around, I guess, more the strategically where we are, particularly how it relates to IFRS would be the other piece of the business. Well, thank you.